owe you anything anyway. And you'll be amazed at how quick they will get out of your hair. If you don't have anything, there's nothing to get. Aha, are you suggesting we avoid something? Yeah. Am I suggesting you evade something? No. What is the difference? 15 years minimum. There are ways, and they are legal. And you make blame sure that you structure everything you do so that you cannot be accused of having an alter ego over here somewhere. They have tried every way under the sun to make Ecker an alter ego of every one of anybody's corporation. 200, 300, 400 corporations. They must, you know, own them. They don't own anything. This is an alter ego. Their names are plastered all over them. They had to have the ego trip. That is an alter ego. That is evasion. That is a lie. And I don't want anybody ever to walk out of anything that I have anything to do with and say that I suggested you evade anything. I suggest you use the law to the limit of the law and always within the law. Always within the truth of the law. Does that mean that every time you go to court you will win? No. But that's the judicial system. And ultimately, yes, you will win the point of law. Ultimately, you will win the point of law. And if you think it hasn't been tested, then you haven't watched the blood being mopped from the brow. And yet, how else are you going to be tested? How else are you going to take it seriously enough to do it right to be tested? There are ways within the system. Why in the world would you stand out there with neon fluorescent lights going and saying, "I will not take your mark"? Oh, will we? What in the world are we talking about? We are talking about getting through the downfall and the takeover of a nation. Oh, but we're free. Well, we're freer than anywhere else. You are not free, and you are not as free as some other places, although it may still be the best place to be. You are not free. If they can take one iota of anything for lack of payment of tax, if you own everything about your house and you don't pay your taxes, they will take it. And that means you do not own it. You have no ownership of anything. You are totally, totally bound, shackled by rules, laws. You have to pay them to be without, you're not free. That is a false idea. Freedom is a goal, and you either have it or you don't. It is exactly like pregnancy. I'm just a little bit pregnant. What do you mean, a little bit pregnant? You are either pregnant or you are not. And that is freedom. You either have freedom or you don't. There may be varying shades of the growth of a babe within you if you're pregnant. But believe me, you either are or you are not. And once you have become pregnant, you can take all sorts of measures to become unpregnant. But there are measures after that. Well, the first freedom that you lose, all the rest become easy. And you don't even realize it until you're imprisoned. Well, we'll go take back. That's the biggie. Go take back. That is put there to foster this little nurture. Let's get them all revolting against us, and they'll come to take it back. Well, you're going to find that in the ghettos, where it is totally 100% social welfare, they are going to fight all of you to hang on to their free ride. Only to find that when the government says, oops, we're broke, we're just going to close down this little old county hospital, the biggest in the nation, of course, and probably the second biggest in the world. Can't make the budget payment. Going to close it down. County USC Hospital in L.A.? Oh, my goodness, what that would do. They know that's what that would do. And the minute that it wasn't going right, guess what they did? They suddenly found some money. They were even going to upgrade some of the facilities. Al loves to talk about it. They just happened to find this money. So the crisis is off until the next hot day. So you are politically manipulated. Well, I would like to do a little political manipulation, but on a very different scale. And that means that we have to free up some of our people. That means that we have to turn over some things to other people. So you better believe that I want Ron Jackson out. I don't even care if his politics aren't all that good. They're certainly better than anything else you've got going. And at least maybe all these, the ones who make the phone calls in the night, you see, would not disturb him in the least. It didn't disturb anybody around here either, other than to be amused about it. But, you know, the poor sucker sitting up until the wee hours drinking, and he can't even hold his head up. Love, you know, big, big threat. We're going to annihilate you, eliminate you, whatever. What you're going to do is fall on your face if you try to get up. Splat.
Probably just his neck a little.
Right. And he will want to do it, I believe, away from us, because I believe he's a man enough to do that. Some things need to be done here. And it needs to be done here for several reasons that I'm not going to get into. But we will eventually get into them. And once it's incorporated into our systems, it only has to be put in there once. You are one big ball of energy. All of you. The sun is an entire universe of energy. There's no reason that you are held, shackled, chained to fossil fuels. And if you continue it, you're going to be dead. Well, I'm not going to come along here and give you all the secrets for you to go out there and give them all away. So everything has to come in its proper sequence. And to begin to get there, we have to have other leaders in other areas to take their load and carry it. It's the time of leadership. If you have accepted a load, you've got to carry it. Or you've got to step aside and let somebody else in there to do it. It's like Dr. Young. If you cannot do this, Dr. Young, with Mr. Tesla, then you must step aside and let somebody else. But you see, that won't be necessary because he listens. And if we have research programs going, then we have to have researchers with capability. It is no insult. And you ones have carried absolutely from scratch these loads. And I don't know about all of you, but some are just saying, my God, bring them on, bring them on. I can't make it till tomorrow. Well, you will make it till tomorrow. You will make it. Because I have absolutely no intention of backing off. I'm just getting up ahead of steam. And we've all done it before. Don't think we would come back at this time in historic evolution with a bunch of losers. And don't think that your enemy doesn't know it and tries to make losers out of you. That's up to you. That is strictly up to you. But I know my team, and we're going to march right through this. And you may very well be on an island. And somebody said, but hey, isn't that neat? If we have all the energy we need, we can just put a curtain over this sucker. And yes, indeed, you can. And anyone from up there looking down will see nothing but a whole bunch of water. And then Dorma says she's going to get her beach chair and go sit by the ocean. It'll be right there. I know, we'll all have our chicken fry out there. God is everything. Oh, if I could just get you to remember. It is everything. God is all there is. And we are graced with the ability of being top line of His thoughts. And if we cannot conceive that we are that important, oh my goodness, are we missing something? We focus on all these little things. And we forget that we are so magnificent as to be the top line of His thoughts. In perfect manifestation. Well, He sure picked a lousy job for me. Great! Let's make it into a perfect lousy job.
Perfectly lousy.
And we think we got problems with John. One always wonders, what will John do? I think John should go in pro per, because when he's got to pick up the responsibility, he is just that smart. And he can get away with telling the judge that. What is she going to do? She's flubbed the case so bad already. We're going to do it. Now, that's just all there is to it. And I would suggest all of you desire to live long enough to watch it unfold. I didn't say it would be easy all the time, but damn it, it wasn't easy before you got to here. And at least you're not bored anymore. Good grief, all of you. Bored out of your minds. And if you have a slow day around here now, you're bored, aren't you? And there are just some around here that we could not get to here without. I don't know how Margie... I just do not know how Margie does it all. They're just... I go ahead. This is... We don't even have time to give honors to ones. And I find that they're all embarrassed anyway. Please, just don't do that to me. I understand that. But we have to understand that with God, it is giving back. There must be the ability to receive. God does not ever just take. Remember what God is. God is forever giving and re-giving and re-giving. But you must accept it to complete the circle. I'm going to repeat it. You have to learn to receive so that He can give it, you accept it, and offer it back. And then, when you have faith enough to offer it back, it's your soul that eventually you offer to God. And when He accepts it back, man, you got her made. And He will touch you in such a way. Doesn't mean you won't be human anymore. It won't mean that you go around with a silly grin on your face. It means that you understand. And when He gives you the gift, and you go through all that you're going through now, this torn feeling of, I'm so down today, Father, I can't do anymore. But here it is. You can always sneak and do what Dorma does. When it's really heavy duty, when she goes to bed, she says, well, here I am going to go to sleep now, God. If you need me, whatever you want, I'll be happy to serve. Thinking, I won't remember it anyway. I remember from time to time I would watch, and she'd get plowed. She'd have 6-8 glasses of wine, and boy, I feel fine. The party is now over. And she would always have sense enough, always with full memory, say, I'm going to clean up this place tonight because tomorrow I know I won't remember that I did it and it'll be done. And everybody having to go to the kitchen while they cleaned up the mess. But in the morning, sure enough, oh good, we cleaned it up. Well, this is a chicken way out, maybe. Except that with God, it's never a chicken way out. I'm to bed now. Anything you need, and wham, you're gone. And you work the rest of the night. But you see, morning comes and you're just tired and you don't remember, so it works out fine. And then you're not going to quarrel about what you don't remember. It's a heavy time. This is what you came back for. And yet each of you will say, I want to remember some of this. I want to smell these poppies in my yard. I want to just get a whiff of that gardenia. Fine. You're human. Nothing else would work on your place at this time than human. Nothing. It is a human physical place. It may be an illusion, and some wonderful somebody without a name or an address from Bakersfield sent over a t-shirt, and I know that somebody has been itching to know if it arrived. And on the front it says, I know that this is an illusion. And on the back it says, but it sure feels like hell. And I know that that's the way it is. And I know that there is great pain as we lose attachments. And they make their transition. And you wonder, what then am I doing here? I don't like this load, so what am I doing here? You're going to do your job here. That's what you're going to do. And I'm aiming that right at Lou. I want it to go back to him. Just because Bernie made a transition does not mean that we relieve Lou of the responsibility of realty business. Because it's going to come. And this is the way God also is able to give you reward. You serve, you be patient, you do what you can, and you accept. And you accept. And you say, God, I don't like what you've just done here, but I know that I can't do anything about it, and I accept it. And the moment you accept it and offer it back, He will take it. And you will always receive reward. It will rarely come in the form you think or with the speed you wish. But then maybe you fudged a little too. And especially if you, with full intent from your soul, say, "Your will, Father. I'm going to do this job for you. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability according to your will. And for all my relations, because they are me. And if I can pray for each one of my relations, no matter how tiny or how massive, I know that it's going to get me back home." And when we all get that concept, that magnificent concept, and realize this is a manifest play, an illusion, that we can change the script. And I'm getting ready to change the script. It's already been changed by a few daring people. We're going to change the script. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to go ahead and fight each other and burn up things, and hopefully we will get control of it soon enough that they don't destroy everything. If they do that, quit asking for your trip off of here, because when that happens, if it is prior to its time of fulfillment, you won't have gained anything except a trip. God is also like that. When you make a commitment and that job isn't done, you're going to get dumped right back. So let's do it right. And then maybe we can go play among the stars. Because all it takes to go out there is knowing how and energy. And you know how. I know how. So all you need is energy. We got it. We've got all the energy in the universe. What did you have before fossil fuels? Well, fossil fuels came along. It looked pretty good to the world. Boy, we can have our cars and all these wonderful inventions and destroy the world with it. It controls you. And as long as that is the only mode of energy, your world is destroyed. Somebody comes along and produces a different kind of energy, they're going to shoot you. So everything in its proper space, everything in its proper way, and then they cannot stop you. And there will always be the counterparts scattered around this world that will help you. Russia being the biggest. Nation after nation after nation fell to the Khazarian Bolsheviks. And America has fallen to the communist Bolsheviks. But the Russians need energy. The Bolsheviks need energy. And the better way will always take the day. Because all they can do to stop you is use force against you. And God has bigger force. Now, I don't know if you consider this a spiritual lesson. I hope you don't consider it Sunday school. Because this is life. This is the reality of life. This is the spiritual existence of your soul and your journey. And I know that some of you wish you didn't have a soul, but damn it, if you're wondering if you do or don't, you do. And I go right back to Bob Peters' question, how do we access all of this, you know? It's called conscience. Pure and simple, you access it through conscience. You know. Check what you hide from. And if you have a twinge of anything that says, oops, I hope nobody learns about that. That is your business, but you have just accessed it. That's how you know. Simple. It is your access key. It is called conscience. And brother, if you don't feel a twinge, you are in serious trouble. Because so much of this world anymore, that conscience, it's still there, but it is overridden. These kids who shoot each other know better. You can't get one of them up there that didn't deliberately go out and shoot somebody, but he knew better. And the judge will say, didn't you know? Well, sure I knew. Don't you care? No. He has overridden his conscience, saying right or wrong. There is no remorse for the action. That does not mean that he didn't know the difference. So you have to know the difference. And yeah, there are plenty of empty, soulless beings with no conscience. They know it's wrong, but it doesn't bother them. And they'll answer for that. This is our soul. This is our soul energy. And whether you like me or not has no matter whatsoever. You are as attached to me as if we were the baby in the womb. Maybe little Shara doesn't like her right hand. It doesn't matter a whit to the whole of Shara whether she likes her right hand or not. Maybe you don't like your nose, but it is part of your body. You can have it changed, but it is still a part of your body. So you don't have to like Hatan. But I can promise you, brothers, we are as much of a baby in the womb of God's belly as you can get, and you are stuck with me, so you may as well learn to like me. You can run away. You can go hide from God. You can even sever yourself from my finger. But we're all not going anywhere till you catch up, because when I go home, I intend to have all my fingers. And I don't need hands. But you are a part of my soul. And so when I stand before God, here we are, Dad. You're all going to be there. Now, I may dangle some of you out behind the craft. I think it's called keel hauling. Well, here's this ratty little piece of me, Dad, but I brought it home.
Warts and all.
Brent will be wearing a cast. So will Tolly. But we're going to get there. And we've got to allow these children to grow. And we've got to allow them safety. And we've got to, above all things, allow them truth. And we've got to trust them enough to allow them to circulate within the system so that they can grow. And that's hard. Especially in this day and age in relationships, it is hard to trust your children because they're going to go out there and blunder. But anybody who can stand before God and say, man, I never blundered, is a total liar. So get with the rest of us. We're blundering sinful humanity. Energy forms running about the universe. We're playing about the universe. And therefore, we're learning and we're going to blunder. We always learn from error better than we learn from doing it right. And
we have 10 clicks.
Well, we're gone. Just out of here like 10 clicks. I thank you for coming. Let us all save our souls and go home. But let's have a good time before we do that. And let's be responsible. And I thank you for coming. And I especially welcome you who have come a long way just to share with us. I apologize for the house cleaning. It's necessary. And consider yourself family if you're willing to sit amongst us, because that's all we are. We're not a big group of anything. Go in peace. Know you're not alone, no matter how hard you try. Salute.
Thank you.